Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
He sees hair on his head and not on his shoulders, and that's because we all look in the mirror and see an illusion. And sometimes the illusion is better than what the world sees us, and sometimes it's worse, and frankly, it usually depends on the day. So, in the great old words of Dwyer, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. This is Adrienne Berg. This is your host for Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a fantastic show today. First of all, I'm all hyped because I just came back from walking the southwest coast of England. That was about 80 or 85 miles of a 600-mile journey with my group, the Free Walkers. Many of you are members of Free Walkers if you live in the great state of New Jersey. And those who don't, just get out and walk. So we did a beautiful job, and we had a wonderful time. But before I left for the big walk, I had maybe an even better time, and certainly memorable as anything, taking a culinary tour through Eating London, which is part of an umbrella company, Eating Europe Tours, and we're going to talk to the managing director today. And then we're going to go on to waking ourselves up to our own creativity. You may or may not know it, but this is one of the very few shows in the United States that deals directly with the pleasures of aging, one of them being travel, but another one being increased creativity. And there's a wonderful organization called Creativity for Aging. And we're going to be speaking to an author today about her latest book on how to become more creative as we age. So right now I'm speaking with Kenny Dunn, who's the managing director. Here we would call him the CEO of Eating Europe Tours, and that was the tour group that I used when I was in London. Thank you for being with us, Kenny. I understand that you're in Rome right now.
I am, Adrienne. I'm happy to be with you. Yeah, I'm here in sunny Rome. And, yeah, I'm just thrilled to be with you today.
So that's the headquarters, and I know that I experienced the Soho Culinary Tour and the East End Culinary Tour in Eating London, but you also have tours in Rome and other places. So let's start with your suggestion, actually. Explain to people, what is a culinary tour?
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, we have some clients who have done food tours or culinary tours all over the world and are well-versed, and then other people who the concept, for them, the concept is quite foreign. So essentially, a food tour, a culinary tour in a city is a walking tour, and for us, it's really an opportunity to expose a different part of the city that someone might not be familiar with. And essentially eat your way through that part of the city, tasting all kinds of local foods, showcasing the local cuisine, or in a neighborhood like Soho, kind of the international melting pot of the neighborhood, as well as getting a chance to learn about the neighborhood and really how the story of food interconnects with the story of that neighborhood. So it's kind of a mix of food, history, culture. And at the end, you know, it's a real, it satisfies, hopefully, all of the senses.
Now, it was one of the most wonderful experiences, and I travel a lot. I'm a travel writer and so on, and I was very, very impressed. So let's unpack
this.
Yeah, no, it was great. Let's unpack this. One of the things that struck me was the food was excellent. You get tastes of many things. I will tell you that you get a lot of food. And, in fact, I took two in a row, one in the evening and one in the morning, and my suggestion is wait a day in between because it's a lot of food. But
I would agree. That was an ambitious itinerary.
It sure was. So let's take a look at this. There are so many restaurants. When you bring us to Soho or you bring us to the East End of London, and I'm sure even more so in Rome and elsewhere, so much to choose from. How do you pick the restaurants? Everybody was asking that question.
Yeah, that is definitely a question we get asked often. And I would say, you know, there's different criteria. In some ways, you know, like in any kind of creative endeavor, you know, kind of having a smaller canvas kind of helps. So, you know, we're really locking in on a certain neighborhood that can be covered by foot. And then once we're kind of in that neighborhood, we're looking at places that obviously are kind of best in class for whatever they do. So St. John's Beer and Wine has been voted several times to serve up the best bacon sandwich in all of the UK, and the Londonist and all kinds of other publications that host that contest. And so using them as an example, there's you know, the food is, you know, best in class. Then it's kind of looking at the actual story behind the places. Another stop that you would have hopefully enjoyed is Bagel Bake.
Yes.
It is a place that's open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. There is a line of 30 people on average at any time of day. It is one of the last kind of remnants of what was really the kind of oldest and strongest Jewish community in London, which has since kind of moved out. But there's Bagel Bake still there in the same spot, serving up what I would say are the best bagels on this side of the Atlantic. And so it's kind of the food. It's the story of the food. In many cases, it's the people behind the food. We like to call them the unsung food heroes. So at Bagel Bake, using them, again, you know, the managers, this guy Sammy, who likes to say he's got two wives. One is the bakery and the other is, you know, his actual wife. He's always there. He's a real character. And so it's trying to, like I said earlier, kind of appeal to different senses, kind of, you know, the human face, your actual taste buds, the sights and sounds and smells of the location. So, and also trying to really, by the end of it, offer up a real diverse mix of different kinds of foods and kind of places so that you get a greater sense of kind of what that local food culture is, as opposed to just going to five restaurants. You're going to shops.
Really,
you're going to street food. Yeah.
It was a real journey. Now, I want to mention something about the bagel and one of my favorite places. But before that, just tell everybody what your website is so they can go there and we'll talk about the other places other than London. But first, what is your website?
So our general website is www.eatingeuropetours.com. And then we're in four countries, and so each country and five cities, four different countries. So we have eatinglondontours.co.uk is the website hosting the tours that you participated in, Adrian. Then we also have eatingitalyfoodtours.com, eatingpraguetours.com, and eatingamsterdamtours.com. But the most simple thing is to go to eatingeuropetours.com.
So, you know, I want to make a big aside on that bagel. I actually told the story to the group. We, of course, said, you know, we're supposed to be the queen of the bagel area in New York, except that when I ate the Bagel Bake, I knew that those bagels had been boiled. Now, we don't boil bagels here anymore. That's the traditional way of doing it. Our unions don't want to do it, so we bake bagels. But the minute I tasted that, I knew, because I'm from Brooklyn and I was born and bred there, that those were the original boiled bagels, which you can't get. Very rare to get that. So you don't have to say anymore, Kenny, that it's the best, you know, in Europe, or it may be the best because we can't get those anymore. So that was wonderful. But I will also add, for those of you who like a libation or two, because you didn't say this, my favorite place was the gin club, because I don't drink gin. I know nothing about gin, and it was wonderful. It was delicious, and I got converted. I'm a wine drinker. So there's also alcoholic beverages that you introduce people to. It's probably very important in England with beer and so on. But what about wine in Rome? How does that fit in? Let's move over to an experience I haven't had. What would be the difference in a Rome tour, eating Rome, let's say, as opposed to eating London?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, I mean, we're really in every city, you know, has its own cuisine, has its own context. So naturally in London, you know, the gin and tonic was, it was the British that invented it. So it's kind of providing that history. And I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed that stop. That's one of my favorites as well. In Rome, you know, it's, Rome, Italy produces more wine than any other country in the world right now and has more indigenous grapes that are, you know, native to Italy. And so that's something that, you know, we try and kind of feature and educate people about. There's one fantastic stop on one
we're
of our tours,
there.
The Twilight.
We're stop at that stop, Kenny, and we're going to take a little bit of a break,
okay.
Come back, and we're going to move ourselves into Rome, into Amsterdam, and into Prague.
Full of it,
you're not going to want to miss this, and we'll give you the information again to contact the eating tours of Europe. If you are going, you don't want to miss them.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we are inappropriate for our age. This is Adrienne Berg, host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And one of the things that our listeners love to do on all of our now 38 stations throughout the United States is travel. And when they travel, the number one thing they like to do is eat. And, of course, we continue our conversation with Kenny Dunn, who is the CEO and in Europe Managing Director of Eating Europe Tours. He's going to tell you once again how to find him if you happen to be going to Prague or Copenhagen or Amsterdam or Rome or London. I think I have him right. Kenny, am I right about where you have the tours? Or
almost. We haven't opened up in Copenhagen yet, although that is another great food city. The best way to find us is eatingeuropetours.com, and you can find our tours in Rome, Florence, London, Amsterdam, and Prague.
Okay. I think I added Copenhagen because I'm going and I wish you were there. So that was kind of a wishful thinking on my part. I loved the Eating London tours, and you were telling us about Rome because we mentioned, you know, how you select, and one of the ways you select is the story of the place, the quality of the food, but also the indigenous things that people kind of want to experience. And in London, we certainly wanted to experience fish and chips, which we did, and gin and tonic, which we did. And in Rome, you were beginning to tell us about the wine.
Yeah, I was about to walk you down into a wine cellar that's older than the Colosseum, so over 2,000 years old. This is one of my favorite stops on our Twilight Trastevere tour in Rome. And you go down to this wine cellar, jumping down about 150 years with each step. And there we try a beautiful wine from a local producer and pair it with this ancient recipe that was actually Julius Caesar's cook and used to enjoy this marinated pork shoulder. And so the chef of this restaurant had dug into these old archives and found this old cookbook and this old recipe and kind of revived it. I mean, some ingredients, unfortunately, she couldn't find. But so here you are in this incredible setting, like I said, 2,000 years back in time, enjoying wine, surrounded by wine, because now that that cellar is used to store the restaurant's wine, and enjoying this delicious recipe of marinated pork shoulder. And so and throughout the tour, so in our evening tour in Rome, we pair four of the tastings with different wines. And so it is trying to kind of showcase the different food offerings as well as, you know, different wine offerings and give some people into insights into how you do make a perfect pairing like that.
and it was wonderful. There was cheese shops and so on. I do want to mention to everybody that a few people in our group had food issues. My own a producer, a vegetarian, there's one or two things I don't eat, and there was one person who is allergic to peanuts. And in every single case, there was a beautiful substitute. So I don't want you to think that you're stuck. You're not. These are great restaurants in and of themselves, and Kenny and the group pick certain iconic foods for everyone. But you can have a lot of substitutes, too. So that was fantastic. I must tell you that one of the best things I had was a substitute. I did not eat that bacon sandwich at St. James. We were late, and I sat down, and we had yogurt with rhubarb. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is a really good thing to do. So, Kenny, tell people again how to access you, and then I want to talk about how you select the guides.
Sure. The best way is online at www.eatingeuropetours.com. And like you said, Adrian, we accommodate pretty much every kind of dietary restriction. These days, you really have to. And I think, yeah, that helps to make it inclusive to everyone.
Yeah, it really is. So one of the things you did mention at the beginning in our first segment was it's not just food. And it's not just food. We learned a lot. I mean, I've been to London 19 times. I had never seen the East End, Spitalfields Market, and Soho the way I saw it with you. And a lot of that had, honestly, to do with the guides and their enthusiasm and their story. So how do you pick them?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, because on any tour, not just ours, it really comes down, so much of it kind of boils down to the guide, to the person that's, you know, that you're spending the time, these 3 or 4 hours with. So that is, you know, we really appreciate just how important that is. And for us, I mean, it starts with, naturally, their interest and knowledge about food. You know, luckily these days, food is such a hot topic that when we do try and recruit guides, we get oftentimes hundreds of applicants because so many people are passionate about it. And then, I mean, the other thing is really kind of, you know, their personality. I mean, at the end of the day, we want this to be fun. We want this to be entertaining and engaging. And you could be talking about the most fascinating subject, and I think food certainly counts as one. And if the person informing you, delivering that message, can't really find a way to do that in an entertaining way, it's just going to fall flat. So much of the kind of, you know, such a big part of what makes a great guide is being able to be entertaining and personable. So we get a lot of actors, naturally, especially in a city like London, that
right.
were probably the same in New York, that are filled with them, actors, theater people. But what's interesting, Agent, we have people of all different kind of walks of life and backgrounds. Some kind of come, are architects or come from a more of a historian background. Others, like I said, are actors. We get some, a few musicians, a couple rock stars among us. But that's really the key, you know, a passion for food, an ability to connect and communicate, and, you know, a fun, entertaining kind of disposition.
And, you know, before we leave, I do want to mention also, because I really enjoyed this. This was expected to be enjoyable, but not as wonderful as it was, because I now feel like I walked the streets of Soho. I came back a week later, and I knew where I was going in every way, shape, and form. And it was like an old friendly neighborhood for me, because I went through it, you know, with you guys. And the other thing I want to mention is the people, the other tourists. You know, you're together 3 or 4 hours. And you really do bond. And these are people, it's very easy to bond over food and drink. It's one of the nicest ways to do things. So that's another interesting aspect of this. It's a different kind of tour. So it's almost like when you're on a ship together, you make some friends. You can easily make friends on this, too, and exchange emails and have some fun. So, again, before we leave you, Kenny, the website one more time.
The website is eatingitaly.com. I'm sorry, eatingeuropetours.com. That's eatingeuropetours.com. And, Adrian, it's just been so nice to get this kind of feedback. I'm so thrilled that you had such a great time with us in London. And I hope your listeners who are traveling to Europe decide to join us.
Yeah, we'll meet with you. And they will. And so we thank you all, and we'll be right back when we make you creative. So don't go anywhere.
I'm inappropriate.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is the second half of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And why is it called Generation Bold? Well, you'll learn a lot about that from my next guest, Patty Clark. She's the author of This Way Up. Now, This Way Up is what I would call one of the essentials. If you are planning to have a successful aging, you have to go and get the book. Obviously, we're going to tell you how to do that, but more importantly, we're going to tell you why you should be doing it. If you are planning to unleash your own creativity, to transform, to have the tools that you need, in 2016, we may have to go backwards 20 or 30 years and revitalize what I do like to call and respect, and that is the New Age movement of visualizing your life and using journaling and other tools to bring out the best in you. Well, where would you get a mentor for that? Where would you get a coach for that? Where would you get a book for that? Very simple. Patty Clark. And Patty Clark is the author of This Way Up. She happens to be in New Zealand. It's 1:30 in the morning with thunder and lightning going on around her. So bless you for being with us, Patty. We need you.
Thank you so much for having me, Adrienne. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right, so let's start with a few things. First of all, just give us a little outline about the contents of the book and an understanding that this is both a story and a workbook.
Yes. Well, This Way Up is really about helping women recover from various life transitions. After these transitions, whether they be divorce, death of a spouse, empty nest, death of a parent, loss of a job, etc., we often feel directionless, even purposeless. And This Way Up is a story of healing, aimed primarily at women, and who after years of nurturing, of taking care of others, which is what we do, of giving to others, we struggle with feeling directionless and purposeless. And the first half of the book, as you said, is a story, and it's an allegorical story of a woman going through this loss. And the second half of the book is actually a workbook, and this helps readers through these various personal challenges, a step-by-step way out of this sense of loss toward a life filled with meaning and joy.
And it absolutely does make a difference, because I've been through many self-actualization courses. I was just at the right age when things like The Secret and visualizations came up and treasure mapping, and I believe in it. And every morning I set an intention, and when I don't, I find out it doesn't happen, and when I do, I find out it does. So you have to know that you're preaching to the choir here. But I want to tell you a little story. You know, I want to tell you a little story that I said I was going to say for the air. I did a big seminar yesterday, a financial seminar, and at the end, two people came to me. They were 75 years old, and they asked for a financial meeting, and Patty, the woman began to cry, hand to God, because her marriage was so breaking at age 75 that she actually could not, with a straight face, make a plain, ordinary financial planning meeting. And the story came out between them. It made me very, very sad. And I'm actually bent on keeping them together, and I thought to myself, I'm going to give them a copy of the book. Now, explain what you mean by the triple empty nest, because that was about to happen to her.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a new phenomena that I've just been so surprised at, Adrienne. It's hit me really hard. A lot of people I know have gone through this. We as baby boomers were often thought of and known as the sandwich generation. We were taking care of teenagers and taking care of parents. And then as we aged, our families aged, our kids left home to go to college, and our parents became elderly and often died or possibly had Alzheimer's. And so we have that double empty nest. And now what's happening is this huge spike in divorce rate. I've heard you refer to it a couple of times on a couple of your other shows.
Right, and it's
that
true.
There is this huge divorce rate hitting people ages 45 to 70, like these people you're talking about, and they've even got a name for it, the gray divorce revolution.
Yep.
And so I've been talking to all these women lately who are hitting with this triple whammy of children leaving home, parents dying, and then hitting divorce. And they are hit with this intense sense of loss and directionlessness and just feeling of purposelessness and, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And it's tragic.
Yeah, and, you know, because we're financial planners, you know, I have another life. We run a lifelong income and retirement financial gerontology practice. Imagine that one. This is what I find, and I really have to hand it to you because you have made it into something so humanistic. I find that people about 2 years, 18 months to 2 years after retirement, have big problems with their marriage. That transition,
wow,
which everybody's looking forward to, actually isn't so great for a marriage because all kinds of habits have to change. Is big transformation, and nobody is mentoring anybody through this part. And so the marriage, which could have been held together by troubles, problems, money, kids' issues, things that take your mind away from it, now all you've got is the marriage. And it's
exactly,
really, really a big deal. So let's go back to the book now. It's called This Way Up by Patty Clark. So first of all, how do you find it, and how would we find you if we want some of your online mentoring?
Thank you so much. The book you can find at most bookstores, and if it's not at a bookstore, you can certainly request it. I always like to send people to bookstores, independent bookstores, because I love supporting them. However, if for some reason you can't get to a bookstore, it's available online. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available on independent booksellers online. So all you need to do is look for me online, Patty Clark, This Way Up, 7 Tools for Unleashing Your Creative Self and Transforming Your Life.
And Patty is spelled P-A-T-T-I, and then Clark is C-L-A-R-K-E. Now, in terms of your own website.
C-L-A-R-K.
C-L-A-R-K, I'm sorry. In terms of your own website for your coaching, what is that? How do they find you that way?
My website is thiswayupbook.com, thiswayupbook.com. And on my website, there's information about the book, information about me, and then there's actually a tab on the website that says online workshops. So it's not really coaching, Adrian. They're online workshops. They're online groups. And I usually work with about 10 women. We meet online, so we meet virtually, and have workshops that work through the book. We do visualizations together. We talk about the journaling practice. And each one of us discuss our own connection back to self, because that's what this is about. When you talk about marriage is breaking up after retirement, after all of these things that we've been looking forward to, it's because so often we have been focusing outside of self. We've been focusing on the job, focusing on the kids, focusing on these day-to-day life things. And then with retirement, when there's time and we aren't focusing externally, we feel lost quite often. So this, the book and the workshops are very much about connecting back to self, because we need that vital connection to self in order to have a vibrant relationship.
And, you know, when we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a break. I want to go through some of the process here. Remember that visualization, and for those of you who were asleep in the 70s and 80s, when you begin to visualize something, it manifests itself. Those are the code words. But it really is true. And scientifically, by the way, more and more people have been researching this. And the fact is the eye the eye can only take in so many things, and the mind guides the eye with regard to what it can see. And so in a room, if you are interested in decorating, you may see the colors, and you wonder why your husband could have an elephant in that room and he wouldn't see it, because he's not interested in that stuff. The mind will guide, the eye. So if you want to see beauty, you'll see beauty. If you're depressed, things will look bleak, and they may even look washed out. That's why when you can visualize something, you're training your mind to see that in the world, and all of a sudden it occurs. Sounds magical, mystical, and maybe woo-woo, but it's actually very scientifically correct. So when we come back, we're going to go through This Way Up with Patty Clark, P-A-T-T-I-C-L-A-R-K. ThisWayUp.com, is that the right one? ThisWayUp.com?
ThisWayUpBook.com.
ThisWayUpBook.com. And we're going to go through two things, gratitude and forgiveness. Why it's so hard for us to master this, how journaling can help, how visualization can help, what's the real technique. Patty will reveal all when we come back, and we'll be a better person this week. Don't you go anywhere.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit. I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online
and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. We are here with author of This Way Up, Patty Clark. This Way Up, the book. .com. Am I right? This Way Up, the book, or This Way Up, book.com?
This Way Up, book.com.
Okay, say it again. This Way Up, book.com. And of course, don't forget, we do have a website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and the book and the website will be on the homepage in a day or two, and that'll be up there for a good 7 days. So you'll always be able to access it, should you not have a pencil right now, to know thiswayupbook.com. All right. This book is not only a fascinating story. You'll just love the story of a person who's refinding themselves, but you'll also want to use it for a tool for your life with visualizations, journaling, and many more seven-step tools. But I wanted, Patty, for you to take a look at one of your tools. I think it's tool six, and that is gratitude. Why is it in there? Why is it hard? And why is it important?
Well, Adrian, gratitude is one of the, in my opinion, one of the things that can absolutely change a person's life. And this is, as you've said before, this is scientifically proven, all of these tools. It has to do with neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the ability of our brains to actually change. We can create new neural pathways. What happens is we often get so caught up in thinking a certain thing. We're like on a mouse on a wheel, and we think the same thoughts over and over, and we get caught in it, and we worry, and we stay stuck. And by shifting that, we can start thinking differently and thus start moving our whole life, the way we think, the way we see things. And gratitude is one of the absolutely easiest ways to start doing it. And what I recommend in the book is just very simply, before you get up in the morning, think about one thing you're grateful for. That's all. One thing. That's how you start the day. I am grateful that I had a great sleep. I am grateful that I have a comfortable bed. I am grateful I'm waking up to somebody that I know so well. I am grateful as I hear the rain outside and the thunder that I am warm and safe in my house. And then if you want to take it further, I strongly recommend a gratitude journal where you start writing things down that you're grateful for. Grateful for relationships in your life. Grateful for having good food. Grateful for a body that's working. Grateful for people you love who love you. Grateful for being able to see a sunset. Anything and everything. Because the more we focus on this, Adrian, the more we start seeing it in our life. That's the magic of it. You start appreciating these things, and you start seeing them more. You start feeling them more and experiencing them more.
And, you know, I just came back from a big walk. It was an 80-mile, a little bit more walk on the west coast of England with a group called the Free Walkers. And one of the things that we, and the ages were 53, let's say, to 75. And one of the things that we talked about was how often we are stuck listening to complaints and also about illnesses. And all of a sudden, old friends seem to only talk about their illnesses, people who we thought were very interesting, we love, we still love, and that's all we hear about. And obviously, it became habitual. And when you unhabitualize it, you really learn that what you focus on expands.
Absolutely.
But I will say that the one part of your book that is most important to me and most difficult is the part that has to do with forgiveness. I don't have that much trouble forgiving others, but I have a lot of trouble forgiving myself. And when I went to do your exercises, they're hard. If anybody is serious about this, you really have to face yourself a lot. And you see how you get into this habitual thinking about yourself, and Patty helps you get out. But where is this place of forgiveness, particularly if somebody's going to have their kids leave, their parents die, maybe your spouse betray them? This is a tough part of the book.
Yeah, it really is. And I cannot agree with you more that forgiving ourselves is the hardest of all. And I hear that time and again, especially from women. We are especially hard on ourselves. Oh my gosh. But again, forgiveness has to start with self. We have to start there and then go out from there. And again, Adrienne, it does have to do with creating new neural pathways. If we are constantly berating ourselves, telling ourselves what we're doing wrong, telling ourselves how we've screwed up and can't do anything right, that's the neural pathway that we keep digging deeper, that keeps getting more entrenched. And so it has to start with gentle steps about saying, hey, we're all human. It's okay. I did my best. You know, what I heard once that really helped me is to treat myself like I would treat my best friend, that the things that I, when I do something wrong, when I'm just so hard on myself, I wouldn't do that to my best friend. So to start changing that for self. And one of the best ways to doing that, I found, is by doing the visualization that I talk about in my book, where it's simply seeing self and being gentle and gently offering that forgiveness, because it does start from within. And once we're gentler on ourselves, see ourselves as we're all fallible. You know, we all have foibles. Once we acknowledge that and start being gentler to ourselves, there's just an expansiveness that happens. We can start to breathe deeper. We aren't as fearful. That's a huge one. With forgiveness becomes, we start to have less fear. And it for me, I usually start with journaling, because I'm quite a wordsmith. And so I usually write about it, and then I can sit with it and just start, being gentler on myself and on those around me.
Well, we have a wonderful book here. This is not a lightweight book. I know that when I started to think about the forgiveness, I was visualizing my mom forgiving me. I feel she died when I was on vacation, and I carry that very badly. So I have to tell you that I was crying, and there was no question that I felt this is real stuff, Patty. And I'm going to suggest to everybody that if they do this, they really consider going on thiswayupbook.com and maybe doing it as part of a group online. Not lightweight stuff. This is something that can be life-changing. So we thank you so much for being with us, Patty. This was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much, Adrienne. It was just an absolute joy to be here. And I have to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I heard you interviewing Julia Cameron. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm following Julia Cameron. And that just is absolutely
great.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you all. And I'm going to say the same thing to everybody. I always do. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.